Blog Talk Radio. Yeah.
Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
Wednesday, we're going to start it off like this.
I'm glad you made intoxicated, divide to me. To the love in the end, baby, you know. In the rush, you've been at it where the time goes. You wanted to show me now, cause I done had one too many drinks. And I know that you feel me the way I've been feeling you.
Tell me when you're in it, better lay it right. I know you wanna go there. I see it, stop front and come back. I know you can drive it, chauffeur. Anticipate your touchdown. Come put me down like right now. Let's be lovers and friends. Let's rendezvous. Boy, I got plans for you. Cause I'm motivated. I'm yours for the taking. Look no further.
About to go now. Feel what you're saying, come and show me now. Feel as if you with somebody and you know you want that body. Then let me hear you say
it out. Good love, no questions. Reach out and you'll touch me. Bad habit, don't judge me. Just don't waste my time. Love, no questions. Reach out and you'll touch me. Bad habit, don't judge me. Just don't waste my time.
Wet, wet Wednesday. Trying to get y'all in the mood with some sexy music, independent and some remixes. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. This is just the foreplay part of the show. So, this right here is an artist I got coming up next. He goes by the name of Trey Marquise. He did an interview with us a while back. Go back, check our archives on that one. They're available 24/7, 365. And this is his song. It's called Future Baby Mama. At first, I was kind of like, I don't know about this one, but he really set the mood with this. I think it was a contest or something that was going on, and I found this artist. So here he is, Trey Marquise, Future Baby Mama, Wet Wet Wednesday. getting you in the mood. Panty Snatcher. Oh, way. What a roar. DJ E Monster. You can find me at emonster.com.
All the stars in the sky can't shine like you on their worst day. You make everything all good. 24/7 birthdays, yeah. Don't let the talk round town bring you down, they just extra. Don't converse with these lanes, they just trying to finesse you. Can't nobody else even handle you. I'm just trying to put my hands on you.
There she go, looking like my future baby mama. Can't nobody do your body like my body, I'm sorry. Yo mama know what it is, I'm about to give her all of her grandkids. And there she go, looking like my future baby mama. Can't nobody do your body like my body, I'm sorry. Your mama know what it is, I'm about to give her all of her grandkids.
I'll write your name on the living room wall, put your picture in a frame. You can tell the world I ain't ashamed, baby. You can have it all, give you my last name. You can tell the world my baby the best, number one in the nation. Yeah, I heard they hating, but what they really saying? Your mama gon' know about our sexual relations. When I come up to her front door singing, there she goes,
looking like my future
like
baby,
my
mama.
Baby
can't
mama.
Nobody do your body like my
baby,
body,
I'm sorry.
Your mama know what it is, I'm about to give her all of her grandkids. Singing as she goes, looking like
yeah,
my future
yeah.
Baby mama. Can't nobody do
hey.
Your body like my body,
baby, I'm sorry.
Your mama know what it is, I'm about to give her all of her grandkids.
I'll write your name on the living room.
And I'll write your name.
Smooth couples mix. Got a couple people that don't push one to hit the lineup. We're still in our intro. I'm still a little foreplay. So we doing artists that I interviewed. That was Trey Marquise. This right here is Rich Lowe. This is called Get Enough. Wet, Wet Wednesday. What a roar.
I don't need no help addressing you, no. You're lonely, getting my way. I've been waiting all day to destiny now to have you laying in my bed, oh girl. I'm gonna start real low,
no.
Low and bring it high. Baby, scratch a bite on me. You can have all that I got, but it's on you. You won't have much left to do, cause closer to harder you breathe, no.
I brought it low, then I took it high. Baby, scratch and bite on me. You can have all that I got, but it's on you. You won't have much left to do, cause
Service Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. We are the Monstars, Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy music and conversation. This is almost like, I guess you can say this is our couple show, right?
Sure,
right?
Right.
I mean, we talk about things that can help couples. We talk about, you know, relationships, sexual tips, all kinds of things, you know what I mean? We try not to get into the heartbreak stuff so much, but, you know, we try to get you to marinate in things that, you know, get you into your lover. So y'all can, you know, you know, I don't know if you want to say take it to the next level or just super smash. I don't know.
Right.
But
right.
I hope y'all understand what I'm trying to say. So.
Yes.
For Wet Wet Wednesday, what we own. You got something that we own?
I got a question. You know, and I mean, like we said, it's about couples, and it's not always definitely sexual, but, you know, we do get it in deep, you know. But how do you know if someone is amazing?
How do you know if someone is amazing?
Yeah, like in bed. As a partner, how do you know?
Okay, we're going to let that one marinate and see what people can come up with. Don't forget you can call in 563-999-3411. Let your voice be heard, or you can, let's see, I'll open up the chat here. Blog Talk, you can definitely leave your comment there on Blog Talk, or you can comment on one of our social media pages if you're our friends on social media. Let me put in here, welcome to the show. So, okay, that's a good one. How do you know when someone is amazing? That's going to be a good one. That's going to be a good one. Probably the best one's going to be a simple as hell answer. Why? You know, you just be like that sometimes. When you be like, oh, give me the big speech of life. And then they come down and just say, like, four words. Bye, bye, bye. You'd be like, damn. you didn't need to say no more. It is.
Right.
So
We got the Vagina Chronicles coming up later in the show.
Okay. Vagina Chronicles. Okay. Let's see. I wanted to touch in a little bit talking about foreplay, just a little bit. Some people are going to say we probably should go a little harder on that one than most, but it is what it is. You get what you get. So I think we might got something for the people tonight. You think?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's
see.
So
let me see what I got. Yeah, let's see what I got over here in the arsenal. See, now you're talking about how do you know when something is amazing. This isn't a remix nor independent artist, but I think this might sum it up. This might get it. He might get it right here. Wet Wet Wednesday. We ain't gonna get soggy yet. We still having fun. Not all slow,
hey,
but definitely sexy.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Trey Songz. Summer Walker.
T-Max.
Ooh,
we should have seen it from the jump. Who would have knew where we'd come? You left to love me when it's easy to take my heart away and run. You must have took off with the chauffeur. You put your bags all in the trunk.
Be how you know it's amazing because they keep coming home. You there? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You might be amazing.
Exactly. I mean, for real, like, man, how do you know?
Right, right. Okay. Okay. So, is it about that time yet? Trying to think if I should try to squeeze another one in here. Fine. Let's do it. Tanisha Kelly. It's called Stay. Wet, wet Wednesday. Yeah, we might be getting a little soggy now. You can deal with it. We're going to open up the line and talk about the things that we discussed here just a little bit. We got another monster coming in. Jungle Love, look out. Let's go, y'all.
Because I love you, you should know that I adore you. And I ain't going nowhere, boy, I'm staying right here. Nobody else will ever do the things you do. So you can get back on and then got your heart, but truth be told, they can't pull me apart from you. So what do I gotta say or do? Whoa. I know you think that I'm my favorite. Oh, baby, you won't see that it's okay. Okay, it's gonna be alright. I'm gonna stay by your side. Don't worry if we have our crazy days. And I'll be saying that for a couple days. But don't worry, it's okay. Baby, I am here to stay. Now that you're on the way, let's make you laugh. I'm your woman, let's forget the past and start over. A new beginning, a happy ending. Cause you got my love.
Wednesday, we stepping it out for the love of it, you know? I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, if there's no time to get your music game up, it should be during this quarantine, right? Right?
Absolutely.
Because ain't nothing going to take away them feelings of that.
For real, for real.
Right, right. Shake them little vibes off. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. So, okay. We're going to bring it back. We're going to jump into our discussion. But hold on. Let's bring it in. We got Jungle Love, y'all. Look out. Oh, we are. Oh, we are. Oh. Miss Electrifying came in the house. What's good, mama?
What's poppin'? What's poppin'?
You know it's, okay. You know it's going to get crazy.
You know what? Hold on, hold on, because I'm going to go ahead and put the disclaimer on out there right now. I see where this is about to go. I am on, like, cloud number 70, 77, 78, 79, and you want to start with me. Miss Unbelievable?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm fabulous. I'm tired, working hard, but, you know, no complaints over here.
Okay. Well, today was supposed to be Snatch Your Panties Wednesday. In case one DJ E Monster forgot. Oh, Lord. Miss Unbelievable yesterday was off the chain, sweetheart. If you would have heard why today is Snatch Your Panties Wednesday, you'd probably still be laughing.
I was on last night.
You weren't on yesterday.
Mhm. I just didn't push number one because I was a little tired. I was a little tired.
Oh.
But
okay.
I was there.
Okay.
I heard breaking it down and breaking it up and having some fun.
Yes. And I missed you on yesterday, I swear to you, I did. But we got you today, honey bun.
Hi.
And, hey. And I'm back, babe. It's Snatch Your Panties. The motherfucking panties got snatched, bro. That's why I'm on cloud like, nigga, what? Like, that's why I'm late. Like, it was a long morning, a long night, a long afternoon.
I wasn't getting it in that much. I mean, who was laying it down for you? What's his name? I mean, that's not what we're talking about. Your back blown out there. I'm just saying. Do you feel your back?
Can
you
touch your toes? Yes, I can.
What, Omar?
Girl, you ain't know I'm
trying to say. Are you saying you got broke out before the show? That's what you're saying?
Like, bro, that's why I was late, my knee.
Oh, so it was good. She said, that's why I was late. So it took a... Okay.
She had to finish the gush, baby.
Oh, shit. God. I got my hand up in the air. Look, y'all know I come with some shit. Whenever I come on, y'all just know, go ahead and buckle the fuck up. Because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to have some shit for your head. And... I'm not messing with y'all today, man. I'm not. Y'all gonna make it to where I don't get them pearly gates.
Oh,
look,
don't be
trying to
sell. Don't you ain't gonna get you them pearly gates.
Exactly.
Legs up in the earth.
Right. Miss, back in the day, break it down, buckle you at the knees, make it say, ooh-wee, type shit you used to call in and talk about. Don't be trying to act like you just I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Like, you just jumped off the I don't know, the born again Christian bus. No.
I was saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. And then all of a sudden, I came into contact with one DJ E Monster. And so, therefore, I became Monster Rock. So, you can't be monstrous without doing no monstrous type shit now. Come on. Now, all I'm simply saying is, it's because of y'all that y'all gonna make it to where I don't get them pearly gates doing the type of shit that I be doing.
No, ma'am. You can't blame that on me. No, ma'am. No.
Right. We refuse.
You know what?
No.
Right.
One, it's unbelievable. You could at least let me get the whole sentence out first. I was like, oh, no, ma'am. I mean, you meant to, like, for real, like.
Girl, you talking about getting into the pearly gate. No, baby. No,
yes.
Baby. See, twin.
Yes.
Here we go, twin. Here we go.
You know what? I'm not doing this for Saturday. Only thing I'm doing is I'm going to be sipping on this here Svedka mango pineapple and getting lifted and thinking about what in the fuck.
Damn.
I just lifted.
Yes. Damn, we got you drinking the mango marmalade, whatever you said. He busted down. Oh, damn. Okay. Okay. Chinese handlebars. What the hell?
Yes.
Do they got special handlebars?
You are the Chinese handlebars.
Oh. Oh, my bad. Oh, I get it now. Okay, okay. Go ahead, surf it out. Oh. I'll catch up. I'm going to catch up. It's the lingo.
Okay.
So, Miss Unbelievable, you said.
My bad. Look, y'all. It is really, really ironic, and I'm not trying to be funny, that this the shit that I done did and the shit that I've been through in this last 15 hours, I have to put the fuck on it. It's very fucking suitable for Snatch Your Panties Wednesday and Karma Cafe Thursday.
Did your voice just turn to a female Bernie Mac there for a minute? Okay. Shit. These motherfuckers got family members. I need somebody to bust down my life like that. Got me over here sipping on mangoes and pineapples, getting struck down, coming in late to the show. Damn.
You know, just adjusting my skirt, my shirt and everything, pulling my pantyhose back up to the rifle position and everything.
Ooh, not the pantyhose. Not the pantyhose. The hell of what you... Never mind, Jesus. Don't leave that one ride. I'm going to let that one ride.
People still wear... Ladies still wear them.
But I really, really... I will bust a pair of thigh highs quick, baby. Let me tell you something about them motherfucking thigh highs. If you ain't never bust none... You go ahead and get you a
thigh
highs
is different, dog. Thigh highs accentuate your thighs, and you know what I'm saying. But you said pantyhose and thigh highs are two different things. I think of old people with pantyhose. I think of with thigh holes. You know, I think of a soul.
Fishnet pantyhose.
Oh, you see, you left the fishnet out.
Because I wasn't trying to put your arm on down through there like that, damn it.
Girl, you know, this is well Wednesday. You put it all out there. You put it all. All of it all.
I was two steps away from busting out the handcuffs.
You said busting out the what happened?
The handcuffs.
Girl, yes.
That
yes.
Let me tell you something. You know, when you're getting on down through there, this is for all the listeners. I'm sure that I may crush a couple people's feelings around by now, but I give no fuck, because if you experience what the fuck I experienced, you wouldn't give a fuck either. Now, disclaimer, the thoughts and the views are of my own. They do not reflect the thoughts and views of those at Monster US Radio. Now, get you a pair of thighs, accentuating the thighs, but mainly accentuating the arse, and get you a pair of heels. And then you make sure you have you some handcuffs, down here, they sell them at your local motherfucking gas station. Anytime you see a fucking showcase, they got some type of utensils in there, if you will. Get your motherfucking handcuffs big. And it's I'm not doing no promoting for nobody, but honey, I got some oil. It's some coconut oil. Sweet Jesus. Wow. Might make your head pop off. Lord. Oh,
see, that's what
you
do in the other room with if y'all was here last week, y'all know that's what I do in the other room.
What's the other room? I wasn't here last week. I'm sorry. I was tardy. I ain't going to lie. You know.
Whew, you got to go back and listen.
Okay, it's in the archives. All right, I got
in the archives. And then we'll talk about it next week because, I mean, you can definitely understand what I'm talking about when we go to the other room.
Wait. When we go to the what?
The other room.
Okay, there you go.
And you know when somebody say that to you, be like, hey, let's go to the other room. It's about to go down. You ain't ready.
You know,
you better come up with a safe word on your way to the other room.
Okay, so here you go. Miss Unbelievable, I'm so glad you came up with what's the name of the room now?
The other room.
Okay. So every time you say that, I got my hand out and my shoulders go down. it's damn near like a dance. My dude, Monster, when you said it, I did it there. Oh, shit. Look, see, y'all play too much. I'm not doing this with y'all tonight. I cannot.
Just let you know, the other room has double doors when you open it. Now, I'm going to just give people a little insight in case you wasn't here a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
There's some, I forgot what she said. I don't know if it was GBD, HYZ, some DB, some JB, I don't know. Some dominatrix type. We got chain sticks with handcuffs, beads, and other things.
And
so,
other things. And the other room.
And the other room.
Oh, there it goes. Girl, look. Shit, I had to slow it down a little bit when you said it. Girl, look, all right. See, y'all play entirely too much.
That's what orgasms, lives matter.
You know what?
That's when contracts come out. I'm telling you, got to have a contract to go into the other room. Otherwise, because what goes down up there now, you you got to be prepared. Yes.
You got to have gag orders and type shit going. Oh, shit.
You got to have insurance. You got insurance.
You got tension and shine. Oh, okay. Look here. Panties got snatched, and it's very motherfucking wet. God damn it, me Wednesday. My vehicle might make your motherfucking your spine get in line. I ain't lying. Lord have mercy, that's all.
Well, check it out. This right here is the theme song. You got to have a membership to this team right here. This is classic music. This is Team Nasty, Wet Wednesday. This one going to snatch them all the way off.
I had a vision of us standing there 2 days ago, putting on a hell of a show. In a Scorpio world, she was trying to find me. She danced with me, and we took a trip back to the 90s. And she started to play 12 play. And I took her on my rodeo. Listening to bumping grind. My body all over your body. I wanna know what turns you on. Now I got a handful of her hair. And I'm kissing on her as the whole room disappears. And we perform just like a Hollywood movie premiere. Action coming running. Made it mine like she stole it. And I'ma do it every time. Team Nasty. Team Nasty. You and me just Team Nasty.
let a real nigga go downtown.
Girl, you
body gon' be my playground. This can be a no-nighter. Tell me your desire. I will light you up like a fire. And when it starts, it's gonna be good.
Music called Team Nasty. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. got the moveset right, had the right wine. They gonna be ready. They gonna be ready. So, all right, we're bringing it back. Wet Wet Wednesday brought to you by SolomonSpeaks.com. Make sure you make it over there. Check it out. Subscribe for the, what is it? Is it the newsletter you got going over there, Miss Unbelievable?
Yeah.
Okay, make sure you sign up for that. Also, the show's been brought to you by Monster US Apparel, Picasso Painting, and Elite Sway Management. So, all right. So, what were some of the topics we said we was going to tap on, our buns intended? What was some of the topics?
How do you know someone is amazing?
Oh, yeah, there we go. So how do you know when someone is amazing?
Without waiting for. Okay, so let me clear my throat. How I know.
you can't start off with that. I'm just saying you can't, because you know what, my mind went all kind of places.
Yes.
But go ahead.
Yes. Because we are in the that part. So.
Okay.
Oh, snatch your panties Wednesday. How I know, me, myself, disclaimer, how I know that someone is amazing is when that motherfucker can get you to go in somewhat of a mini trance. The only motherfucking thing that you see that person, you look at them dead and they shit, and the only fucking thing you see is rhythm. That's how I know that a motherfucker is amazing. There you go. Like, and I'm twirling my motherfucking hair while I say this shit too. You know, Miss Unbelievable, I'm gonna need for you not
So how many amazing people have you met in your life? Have you met many?
I'm at one.
Mm-hmm.
And that one has got me where I'm at right motherfucking now.
Wow.
So, it's, and it's not no shit that's just, they just started. You know, you got to build something. You got to build it to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's more than just the act. The act itself is what adds to it. Because why? You have that rhythm going. If you can catch, if that individual can catch your beat and you can catch their beat, that's some beautiful motherfucking shit there, boy. You'll be seeing motherfucking rhythm motherfucking notes, music notes too, goddammit. Like, because why? We are in.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I'm feeling, I mean, what you're saying to me right now is pretty much poetry. And as everybody knows, poetry is art. And you, everybody doesn't see art the same. And from what you were saying just now, like, it sparked, let's see, or resonated a vibe. And I think I, this is what I feel from what you was talking about, you know, kind of like when, you know, like you meet somebody and you guys are interested in the same things. I'm talking about not just like sexual, I'm talking about like conversation. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about you guys are like into the same thing. Y'all can teach, y'all end up teaching each other something and you'd be like, wow, I didn't know that. They'd be like, wow, I didn't know that neither. Wow. You know what I mean? Those are moments. You guys like the same kind of music. You're entertained by the same type of things. Like maybe you both like to go to concerts. You know, maybe you both, maybe you guys are movie buffs. You can sit back, watch movies. Whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? Y'all are on the same rhythm.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if that's what you were talking about, but yeah, I kind of feel
that's
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Because all that stuff, that is when you're being the most intimate. You know, the intimacy, it goes further than just the sexual act itself. If you can get the mind to go there, you know what I mean? Because it starts in the mind. You can get the mind to go there, then everything else is going to fall in line, no matter what, especially if it's that one. You know, not to say that everything is always peachy keen and hunky-dory. No, it's not. But it's some other moments, you know what I mean, where, like, y'all are vibing. Everything is falling into fucking place. Like you said, Monster, it's it. The music, the, like, going out, wanting to take pictures, you know, a food. I'm a big fucking foodie. So, therefore, I put my love into my food. If I'm feeling that individual, I'm going to put my love into what it is that I'm doing. And they're going to feel that behind what it is that I'm feeding them. So it's more than just that. So when you have a connection with a motherfucker, that is some shit.
True.
Right, right. Especially, you know, when you can, and it's hard to find people that you can resonate like that. But, you know, somebody you can relax to, you know, tell your inner feelings and ambitions, maybe some things that, you know, that hurt you, that tender moments you just ain't gonna tell anybody. You know what I mean? Somebody who ain't gonna judge you because you say, I like to stick my dick in a cantaloupe. You know, just somebody who's just gonna let you be you.
I
mean, how do you feel about it? It's unbelievable.
I agree with y'all. You know, it's a feeling, and it's a oneness that, you know, you desire for, because everyone can give you that. So, and you will know, because not only is your mind connected and your spirit is connected and your soul is connected, and once you have all that connection, nothing is lacking, nothing is missing, nothing is out the box. Like, you guys can think out the box, but yet enjoy each other in the same way. So it's actually coming, it's finding your soulmate, yet allowing yourself to speak. It's like mm-hmm. poetry. It's like painting a picture. Mm-hmm. Like every stroke, every color you mix, mm-hmm. every imagery you get, and then your finished product is yeah. what happens when you combine your bodies together. So it's like, yeah. well, what picture do you see? I see us. Do you see me? You know what I'm saying? So it's staring at someone's soul and being like, yeah, I see you, and you making me feel this way. And it's all about that connection. If you can't connect, if your body ain't making adjustments, and if it ain't shaking, and if when you see that person or you hear that name, then they ain't the one.
Mm.
And it don't matter if someone else is saying, talking about them. It don't matter if you be like that. You ain't talking about mine. That ain't mine. Because you already know. Nothing no one can say. Be like, nah, that ain't mine. And it ain't no games. It ain't. It's knowing. Know without a shadow of a doubt. Yep. I'm connected to you. You connected to me. And it's a connection you don't have to explain. So if someone says, why you like them, you be like, there ain't no explanation. It is what it is.
Right. I can't explain it. It's just something
and
that I can't
what
explain.
I said.
Yes. Yes.
Because if I got to explain it to you, then it's going to go away. Like, then it's a manufactured, you know, excuse. But if you can't explain it, then it's something that it is what it is.
Exactly. And that is, like, the whole part that makes it, it's almost like fucking magical.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you have that connection with someone, and no matter what the fuck y'all done been through, that shit, it's like it's getting stronger. Boy, look, that's real talk. That's the shit that'll make you call on motherfucking wet motherfucking Snatch Your Panties Wednesday and be fucked up about it, because right now I'm fucked up fucking about it. Real talk, I am talking to y'all. Shit, all right. Think it's a game if you want to. You know
but
what
it
mean?
Makes you appreciate the sex even more. You know what I'm saying? Because not only are you dripping every time, you know, he around or she around or, you know, you want it, it's like every time you hear the sound, you know, you already know we about to break some beds. We about to break some headboards. We about to break some backs. And because you're not holding back and you're not embarrassed of what y'all about to do, it's like, let's go. Because your bodies they're harmoniously making that connection.
And then, on top of all that, it don't even matter if I got to take one for the motherfucking team. Nigga, it is what it is. Let's go ahead and get this motherfucking, let's get this work in. Come with your fucking Tims, because I'm coming with my Tims. I'm coming with my lady Tims. Nigga, it's time to go to work. What do you mean?
It's time to go to the other room. I said it's time to go to the other room.
You know what I mean? Let me go ahead and flip my fucking hair.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick little break. Now, I don't know if y'all remember. Y'all remember Shante Moore back in the day?
Yeah.
Man, crickets. Anyways, she was a superstar back in my day. Still a superstar to me. She got new music out. This is called Real One. That's what it sounded like one of us found. I'm just saying, Wet Wednesday. Not all flow, but definitely. Yeah.
Conversation. When it comes to dope relations, I ain't never had to fake one. It's gotta be some kind of catch, it's too perfect. All this loving you're giving me, even though I know I'm worth it. He be buying in Vex, spending that cash, make it right back, texting me, call me right back. You know that every girl really loves that. He be taking care of me and I don't have to ask. He ain't nothing like that nigga I had in the past.
Hard, give it real, real love. I'm not
one by Shantae Moore. She got a nice album out. I'm just saying. Y'all got to go check it out. She's popping on Instagram. Make sure you go check her out on Instagram. She drops stuff down daily. And let her know, hey, I heard your song on Monster US Radio Podcast with DJ E-Monster and the Monstars. Miss Unbelievable, back at it. Miss Jungle Love herself, electrifying Kim. So where are we at? Seeing that, we talked about Amazing. We heard about Kim getting stroked out before the show. I mean, it was so good. She fuck how y'all feel. This is what it is. You know how good that got to be? That's amazing. That's amazing. You just come to work fuck how all y'all feel. All y'all, this is what it is.
Okay, so let me go ahead and jump on in here. A number one, Miss Unbelievable, baby, I love you to death. DJ E-Monster, I'm going to need you to put life vest on right now. I'm going to need you.
What the hell?
Yeah. I'm going to need for you to go get them motherfucking kibbles that you got for pets. You won't need them because what had happened was I'll depreciate you throwing me under the bus like that, talking about how I'm coming to work. My me coming to work in the shape that I am in right now in the defense of my own self. It goes inside. It intertwines with the theme of today. Wet, snatch your panties, motherfucking Wednesday. You know what? I'm gonna need.
Why? Why? Yes, it does.
You got a little white crusty cream on your shoulder.
Excuse me.
Did you say around her mouth or on her shoulder?
Oh, that I said shoulder.
My bad.
Don't do me.
All right.
Don't make me cry, this kid, get up out of here. Hey.
No, because A number one, both of y'all got me three things.
What?
All fucked up. That's the three things y'all got because I swallow. I don't.
Okay, girl. Okay, twin. I feel you, girl. Yeah, twin.
Y'all want
to just. She said, hell to the night now. To the no. Okay. Well, damn.
Now, which part of what I. All that I've said tonight, which part is true? Which part isn't? That is y'all's homework. We will get back to that next Wednesday for wet, snatch your panties, motherfucking Wednesday. In the other room.
This is going to become a whole segment, watch. This whole other room, watch.
Yeah. There's pictures of the other room on the monster.
Okay,
you're going. Absolutely. Hashona posted them in the position that you would definitely love. But you got to be submitted to it. You got to be submitted to it.
And you got to be fans only, baby. Fans only. That's for the other room.
You know what? I've been seeing that. What is that? I've been seeing that fans only. What is that all about?
Okay. Go ahead.
You can make money. I'm going on there.
Yes. There you go. And they have to pay in order to be one of the fans. And whatever it is that you put in this motherfucking fans only. Yeah, it's very exclusive. Would you agree, Miss Unbelievable?
Yeah, it's like you go on and you can, like, do makeup, you can do spoken word, and then people pay to be fans of yours. You can make up to $300,000 or $2-3. It all depends how many groups you get yourself in and how many fans that purchase your stuff. Will you have to have, you know, something to offer? People do drinks. People do, like, cook. People put on makeup tutorials. People do comedy. People do TikTok.
Yes.
People, so it's a whole bunch of stuff that you go in there, and if people subscribe to you, then they'll have their group of people come hit your stuff up, and then you go hit their stuff up, and then y'all just become a big group of fans. But you can pay for it.
Yeah.
You're going to rap, you're going to put your music, go put your beats.
People, it's like they pay their air quotes dues, you know what I mean, in order to be included into whatever it is that you or your group or, you know, whatever it is that y'all have going on, they're paying for that particular information because they're fans. Hey. So, like I said, this is my fucking wet, match of motherfucking panties Wednesday, and I'm on one. I'm sitting here rocking like I got motherfucking problems. Like, real shit. You know, like, for us, I feel like I should be saying radio, I got a radio type shit. Nigga, I done busted out my other bottle of fucking whiskey. Real fucking talk.
Just your whole bean.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm trying to put my hands up.
Put your hands up, baby. Put your hands up, God bless America, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Because I called that motherfucker shit out, too. What the fuck? Wow. So.
Excuse me, Dale Earnhardt.
Junior.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Not the original Junior. Oh, goodness. Junior? Oh, goodness. Not even the real daddy, just the junior. I'm the son. Oh, wow. Okay.
Because it sounds better. It rolls off the tongue better. Yeah, I mean, son. Yeah, I mean. You know what? I'm not doing this with you and Miss Unbelievable. Not tonight. But, see, what had happened was. I done lost my whole fucking train of thought. It's one of them things.
You had a snapback moment. That's what your ass had. Snapback of the tap your back.
You know what?
Man, that snapback moment is you got to brace yourself. You got to close your legs tight because you can have another orgasm right there when that snapback. Man, you be like, oh, shit. Oh, wait a minute. Your body jerk. Hold on. You got to catch yourself.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so, I got to tell the truth to shame the motherfucking devil. Like, real talk. Y'all going to have to pray for me. I'm asking. I need all the saints. I don't need the angels. I need the saints to pray for me. I need for them ones that their prayers get past the ceiling rafters to pray for me because Miss Unbelievable, you struck a nerve. I started rocking hard. Because some shit happened to me that ain't never fucking happened before. This damn claimer. What had happened was, like, you know how you know about earthquakes. Y'all know about earthquakes, yeah? Fuck that. We 25 or over, grown and sexy, that's what the fuck it's about to damn get. Monster, we're going to have to go into overtime, sweetheart. So.
Okay, earthquake.
Yes, Lord. Daniel. So, like, about 35 minutes later, I'm minding my own motherfucking business. and all of a sudden, the fucking earth started quaking. What the fuck is this? Nigga! My legs was trembling. They were shaking me.
Aftershocks.
What's unbelievable?
Huh? I'm going to need you to stretch next time for that marathon.
Yeah. I'm going to need to stretch too. Girl. And then, you know, like how the motherfucker aftershock come through, it get to breaking shit up.
Mm-hmm.
A pain started kicking in.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to go get a towel because, you know, the after goods out again?
No. I just turned over on my fucking side.
You just turned on your side, held it down.
Yeah.
You didn't let the sensation flow on out because you would have got another orgasm. I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm going to need some.
I'm just saying, fill it next time. Take it all the way through. Take it all the way through. Twin, all the way through.
What I'm going to need for you to do was because, and nowhere in none of this did you hear me say I stopped any fucking thing. I rolled it out to the fucking wheel fell off. Nigga, I was asleep. I didn't know it. Thing I know is that I woke up. So, look, I don't think I'm going to fuck with y'all no more on no Wednesday. No Tuesday going into Wednesday, I will fuck with you on Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays, Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays. No, not Tuesdays, because Tuesday goes into Wednesday. You know what I mean? The damn dogs is barking. You see what I'm saying? They understand what the fuck I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm. Y'all ain't no good.
Right.
Maybe y'all gonna be the reason why I said I'm getting them curved.
You'll be
games.
Back. You might miss one Wednesday. Because, see, okay, we still got time to talk about this foreplay thing I was talking about. Because, see, what it sounds like to me, what happened was, as you would say, what happened was, see, he knew your ass was about to come on to the radio, Wet Wednesday, and he said, let me give your ass something to talk about. So he went into motherfucking animalistic Django, Mandingo, cockback war, you dig, and went to slam and said, there you go. Now go have your fun. You dig?
Hold on. On his behalf, because I did bring that, something to that effect. This mother's son had the unmitigated gumption to look me in my big, brown, beautiful eyes and tell me, you ain't seen that yet. I look. You know what, Miss Unbelievable? Mind your business over there.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I had like a real dumb look go across my face. And if y'all know me out there in Monster U.S. land, y'all know that it don't be too much that behooves me. That behooves me because I'm like, dude, look, I've been fucking with you for how fucking long? If you think that I'm about to let all that happen, you got another thing coming. Because I am one person. I cannot handle all that. I've been a flip, snap, and lost my motherfucking mind. Nigga, I said I'm sitting here rocking like I should be talking about I got a radio right fucking now. Fuck what you like, real shit, my nigga. I'm being a hundred with it right now. Like, if the name is. I'm sorry, y'all. That's my sister from another mister that's calling me right now. She gonna have to hold fast. Because it's about to, shit about to jump off and get deep in this motherfucker right now. Like, real shit. Like I said, y'all out there in Monster U.S. land, if y'all know Miss Electrifying, y'all know that what y'all hearing from me right now is the fucking truth. How you hear me now is how I am in person. I do not play those type of games. If I got something to say 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say it. So, this motherfucker got me fucked up about the whole situation. You hear me?
Speak on it.
Okay. So, like, I'm a ride with Monster and say that because I told him what the fuck was going on, this motherfucker decided to go into freak mode, but not like ultra freak mode. I bullshit you not. On the love of my mother, while we were getting it in, this fucking shirt that he has the word freak on it. That fucking shirt popped into my fucking head. So I'm like, all right, and it's unbelievable.
The other room came on in. I said the other room came on in. Keep going.
Hey, okay, and what now?
Keep going.
The other room. That's where
came
we go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So as we was getting it, Lord, let me light my cigarette.
Come on, radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, look, Monster, mind your business over there. You know, my God is the only thing I can say. Motherfucker got your body running hot. You still seeing motherfucking musical notes. But you feeling the rhythm that's going the fuck on. Your body is motherfucking feeling the aftershock of the fucking earthquake in the other room. That's some shit that you want motherfucker to talk about too when you go to work. Why? Because the fucking shit goes with the damn day. Now,
sorry, continue.
You know what? Hold on, let me. Hold on. Okay, can you hear me better now? And it went so motherfucking hard, nigga. We about to get a room. We about to tear some shit down too. Fucking night. Tomorrow I might be in a wheelchair, so whatever.
Okay.
Alrighty.
So today you're gonna be, tomorrow you're gonna be boombox.
Look, it is what the fuck it is. Real talk. I'm 45 fucking years old. I earned my motherfucking stripes to talk exactly how the fuck I'm talking, because why? It's fucking real. Whenever in the fuck you find that motherfucking one that's on Team Nasty in the other room, that's when you know you got that motherfucker that it don't matter what the fuck happened. You could burn that motherfucker car up, he gonna be right the fuck back, or she gonna be right the fuck back. That's when you know you got that motherfucking comeback, bitch. It's not a comeback, nigga. It's not a comeback, baby. No, it's a comeback, bitch. Type deal that's going on. Real talk. We gone. We
right, sexy. Okay.
We do. Like, real talk. It is what the fuck it is. That's why I'm the motherfucking urban therapist. What do you mean? I could break some shit. I'm Monster. Miss Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I got pain right now running through my right fucking side. I know, right? Whichever one of the ass eaters it is right there. You know what I mean? So
we're gonna take ourselves a break. Come back. This is one y'all know. I think it's gonna fit.
Hey, y'all mean?
They're gonna be yelling out radio.
Man, I gotta reach you. On my radio.
Soon as we get started making love, going hard, I hear a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. And as soon as I go deep, getting it in, then again, there's a knock, knock, knocking on the wall.
Girl, your legs keep shaking.
I swear we breaking our new headboard.
They do know my name. They're going to be like, keep it down, radio. All right.
What I'm going to need is for you to gain no composure, because I got to get mine. I got to do some driving later on. Because part two earlier is going to crack tonight. And so when I say Karma Cafe, we got to bring that back. The Urban Therapist is going to be on there with some shit. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm.
So guarantee I'm going to have some shit to fuck y'all up.
I think I'm going to have Miss Motherfucking BB on the line with me. The bitch is retarded, but whatever.
You can't call people retarded.
What do you mean? Like, okay, so I love my dog. I do. I love her to death. I will beat a motherfucker to death in a sleep with a wet noodle about her. Miss Unbelievable.
Not the noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Miss Unbelievable, you heard last night's show. You know, if you don't know, that was my best friend.
Okay.
And she's platinum fucking crazy. So, you heard what she sound like. Get that motherfucker started. I'm going to have her on tomorrow. And what we're going to talk about tomorrow is going to have something to do with what I'm talking about and the twat tonight. Y'all just...
I'm going to be late coming on tomorrow. I got to work late, but I'm going to be there.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm a need for you to understand about the twat tonight when, you'll be able to go into the archives, you know, to hear about the beginning part of the twat tonight. It's one of them that type of situations that'll get you kicked out of the other room.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
Look,
you
y'all.
Said twice
y'all
or not. And that'll get you kicked out the other room. That's just intriguing by itself. I mean, okay.
I'm telling y'all, I'm back with a motherfucking vengeance, and I ain't taking no fucking prisoners. Look, if like real talk, I am fucking rejuvenated for this shit. I got some shit for y'all. Look here. Thursdays, Karma Cafe. Miss Electrifying, the one and only. I'm going to be talking about some shit because me being back in Kansas City in my hometown on my stomping ground for two motherfucking years, when I say it has fucked me all the way up, like in the mental, not just on wet, wet motherfucking Snatch Panties Wednesdays, but on fucking Karma Cafe type fucking Thursdays. I'm going to be laying on the couch, literally, while I'm talking to y'all, because I need to get some shit off my little hairy chest, and y'all going to help me with it. Thank you in advance.
Okay.
Disclaimer. Yes, 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 baby. When I say we're going to take it there, we're going to take it there. I'm back. it's me, bitch ass. Oh, my bad. Real shit, I love y'all. I love y'all to death. I do. I really fucking do. Like, real talk. All right. Ain't no telling what the fuck I'm gonna talk about. I'm sorry.
Nothing, sorry. Continue.
Okay. I mean, I feel that I need to reintroduce myself. Like, real talk, because I've been gone for so fucking long. I mean, and I need to go ahead and get this shit on out there. We need to get the bullshit out the fucking way, because I'm going to need for you to buckle the fuck up and get ready. It is not no fucking game with me. My mama, the chief, may her love and soul rest in forever love. She said these words. Kim is a live wire. So, therefore, I'm electrifying. I'm about to bring some motherfucking static to that ass. Get ready, because I'm coming. I'm loaded. My nigga. Y'all ain't ready.
Well, I'm
going to
wear my
ready.
Rubber gloves and my rubber boots.
Just your rubber gloves. Your rubber boots. You will need them. The rubber gloves, you ain't. Miss Unbelievable, you going to need your motherfucking rubber boots, too, because we about to do some shit kicking in this motherfucker.
Well, apparently, on Wednesday, she got a dominatrix face outfit. Is that rubber or is that leather?
It's all leather. Oh, was that for me?
Oh, okay.
Hey, yo, because I got one. Mine's is all pink.
Mine is black.
What are they?
Mine's glowing in black light. Do that black light shit, baby. Get you some motherfucking confectioner sugar with a feather. That's that motherfucking feathers, them feathers, and that fucking confectioner sugar, and rub it all across that head. All down that back.
We can make your birthday cake.
I am the birthday cake, baby. What toppings do you want?
He becomes the birthday cake. What toppings does he want?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. You know,
we at the
I'm
end of the show.
I can sugarcoat this shit. I can make you like glass.
That's our wet Wednesday for tonight. Let's just tune in the next wet Wednesday. You can tell this is live. There's no script here. Ain't no telling what we're going to say, what we could be talking about.
Man.
But just remember the disclaimer is the comments are those of the people speaking and may not necessarily reflect the views of Monster US Radio Podcast or MonstarsRadio.com. So, all right. Like she said, tomorrow's Comic Cafe. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve. You got a problem, we're going to solve them right here on the Urban Therapy. So, let's see. Y'all got any last words on our way up out of here?
Yes. Disclaimer once again. I may be late tomorrow because adult shenanigans is going to continue into tomorrow. So, I'm just putting that out there. I love y'all. I hope that, like, and this is real shit, I hope when y'all lay down tonight, y'all think about something that the motherfucking Miss Electrifying Kim said, because it's a guarantee. My shit is 100%. You can get your shit off to that. This is baby making shit. See you tomorrow.
All right, Miss Unbelievable.
Hit me up on the SolomonSpeaks.com. Got new heat coming for you. So stay tuned. Hit me up. Apparel, spoken word, books, journals, life coaching, and more. And if you ain't done nothing today, get it in tomorrow and call us up and tell us about it.
Okay. There it is. All right, y'all. Tune in tomorrow. Don't forget, also, Friday is Friday Night Live. Go over to MonstarsRadio.com. We got a 24-hour stream over there. You can load us some new music over there. So, hey, I always say, if you didn't do nothing monstrous today, get up and do something monstrous tomorrow. So, on that note, I'm up out of here, man. I got to go get me something to eat. You know how I am. I'm too skinny to get hunger pains. I get a hunger pain, I just pass the hell out. So I'm out of here before I pass out.
Hey.
Hey.
Good night.